that higher exploration, we teach ourselves how to dance. So it's very important when it's like at first it doesn't open, that we don't give up, that we don't be like, oh, well, maybe it's not meant to be. Sometimes you push and shove, and it's certainly not divine timing. Sometimes, however, it's about our own witnessing. It's about our own placement. In other words, in order to succeed in the outer realm, in this case, get myself into group, you know, when someone's having trouble, in order to succeed, and that would be the outer realm, right? So in order to succeed in the outer realm, we have to find our own placement within. We have to find our own consent within. So it's all an inner, I wanted to say game, but they're saying matrimony. Because when you commit, think about when we have the marriage proposals and we get married in the outer realm, we commit to another. So what we're learning to do is the greatest marriage of all. We're committing to our own self. And so sometimes we're going to be a little stale in inviting ourselves to the party. Sometimes we're going to really have to find ourselves. Now, where are you hiding this time? Are you under the bed? Are you in the closet? So in other words, to not see the error of it, but to see the availability, see the opportunity. It's like, this is our time to shine in reconnecting with our true self. So if we're reconnecting, we have to assume that there are connections still to occur. So it's important, therefore, that we adjust our time schedule and really permit these reintroductions, really permit these connections, and permit the trial and error. Because as we will allow ourselves to advance, as we will allow ourselves into our true expansiveness, as we understand our deserving grace. Now, when I say deserving grace, it's important. Because what they're showing me is everybody's checks and balances. It's sort of like, yeah, but in 1980, you know, I didn't treat that other person very well. We all have that. See, this is where we have universality, but we're missing it because we all pay attention to our own ego script. Each script is laden with fear. It's laden with guilt. I mean, that's the essence of it, because it's the dream of separation. It's the dream of using these energies of sorrow, of separation, of disenfranchisement, like just to be separate from your truth. So we all have it. We all have it, but we all have those particular places of pain where it's like you don't deserve, you don't measure up, whether we do that to ourselves internally or whether we experience that and it was part of the script. So what we're doing now is returning to home base. We're returning to our light. We're returning to our truth, and we're releasing ourselves from that old belief system. So when it comes up and knocking at your door, we don't need to get like in a frenzy. It's like, yeah, that's what's been living as us. Because we remember, we've been, our true essence has been dormant. So as the light codes are activated, it's like we wake up. It's like springtime. And we always think of springtime, you think blooming, the blooming of the flowers, the blooming. And so we are, or like a chick coming out of its shell, we are resurrecting our own destiny. So when we realize it's like a self-retrieval in a way, because we're opening up to our multidimensional essence, so we're receiving more of our truth. That means we can take it as a given that we don't know ourselves 100% yet. We don't know who we truly are. We haven't remembered, we haven't reclaimed, we haven't fully accessed our true heritage. So as we will take delight in this orchestration, as we will take delight in this true engagement, so we want to stay engaged, we want to stay plugged in, we want to notice what our tendencies are. So as I first you don't succeed, well, you're not meant for the game. So we want to change that inner dialogue. So this is someone else, you know, having difficulty. On the other hand, it's like when you watch someone else have difficulty, how are you perceiving them? Because how you perceive another tells you how you perceive yourself. If you're really tough on another, you better be sure you're tough on yourself. So we're looking to remember the Christ within. We're looking how to receive ourselves with love and grace, how to empower ourselves in victory. So as we will stand tall, as we will stand in full acknowledgement, now this is essential. Full acknowledgement is, I don't cower down to stay out of trouble. I don't cower down because someone else needs to feel important. Full acknowledgement is, we're returning to our multidimensional consent. So now I've got Isis, and you know, she's got those very powerful wings. So think about the breadth, the length of those wings, like right to left. And then think about what kind of power you normally feel comfortable with. So what if your energy extended out right to the left to include that sanctuary, to include that adjustment? And they're showing me the temple, and I keep getting keys of Enoch, but it's like we are allowing ourselves to receive our holy remembrance. So this is where we normally just act out of first occurrence. We normally act out of the ego script, the linear focus. And we all have memory of those places of where we kind of submerge the truth. Well, can't use that, can't use that. Better come into agreement with the lay of the land. So we're like they're saying shooting from the hip. So another, when I say shooting from the hip, it's like I literally feel the expansion. I went from 100 pounds to 400 pounds. I just think of someone large. So this is an energetic expansion where we receive ourselves in our total claim. That's where we see our true selves. That's where we offer ourselves mercy. We offer ourselves mercy. And so it doesn't mean we don't speak up. It means we understand that at first, if you don't succeed, try again. Because as we will introduce ourselves to the light in recurring sequence. So this means every time we come up against that stale chi, against like, where did she go? She remains hidden. He remains hidden. In recurring sequence, we offer ourselves further exposure. We offer ourselves further entitlement. So remember the wings of Isis. We're learning how to adjust to our true recall. So what we're receiving in essence is more of ourselves. So instead of playing it by the old rule book, we realize that we've come here to uplift truth. And we do this through our own consent, So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this true engagement, we're truly engaged with life because we're receiving life from our multidimensional standpoint. And what comes to us is not necessarily what our first impression may be, our first like knee-jerk reaction. What's coming to us is stardom. What's coming to us is higher sequencing. So as we will adjust to our light, as we will adjust to our true remembrance. So I want to explain this. While we're all wherever we think we are in the physical, we are all together simultaneously in a new arrival. Excuse me. And I just see, how do I explain this? It's almost like when you would see impressions on the wall. And you would see like they're like telling a story, whatever. It's like we have liftoff. So in other words, these figures are now animated. They've come alive. So this is us in essence. We want to remember all of humanity, of all through the ages, all civilizations, it's all really us. And so what we're doing is awakening our own realization. And we're allowing ourselves to agree to stand tall. Stand tall means when you normally check out vibrationally, energetically, when it gets too heavy, when you use your defenses to cope instead of staying present in your light, whatever that may be for you, and it may be all of the above, we're now choosing to remain committed. So remaining committed means you have staying power, you have grace, you have tranquility, you're one with your light, you're one with your inner temple. So all that's going on in other multidimensional realities are now afforded and present for your usefulness. So now you're playing with your total self, your total realized presence. So this is where we receive liftoff. This is where we receive grace. This is where we receive Holy Communion. So in essence, we turn on our light. Now from there, we find the antidote. We find the new playbook. We find the answer key. We find our new establishment. So instead of playing your next step like you're playing chess, excuse me, out of like that old fear-based sequencing, you now have further degrees, further consents, further, like you see beyond. And you make choices out of your regular pleasure. In other words, as you choose your light, the consciousness that then is choosing your next engagement, your next destination, is coming into greater and greater focus, greater, greater entitlement. So this is how we're creating our destiny. This is how we're aligning with our divine appointment. This is how we're consenting to the new understanding of self. This is how we are a new man, a new woman, because we bring forth the light. We bring forth heaven's pleasure. So as we will resurrect, as we will allow ourselves truth in all moments, let me be one with truth, higher truth. We disengage from false fantasy. So let us receive this light in full communion. The communion is with your divine presence. It's being activated in regular pleasure. So in other words, it's sort of like waves, like every time the wave comes in, expansion. And there's no error. So for anyone that has that tendency to kind of judge, you know, like you're doing it, you're watching us, how am I doing? Am I doing enough? That like all that tattletale, all that chatter, trust that everything is occurring in divine timing. Everything is occurring in divine timing. The reason I say that is there's someone where it's like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. And somewhere down the later today, tomorrow, whatever, all of a sudden you're going to have an experience where you normally falter. You normally just like, I just see your wings just falling in. You don't. You stand erect. You stand erect. So trust the process, trust the divine order, trust the divinity. You're learning how to trust yourself is what it is. And if you feel too much too soon, it's like your higher self knows that you'll just, what would be the word, like sabotage or check out or whatever. So it's like you're taking yourself in stages of true remembrance, but it doesn't mean the gift hasn't been received. You need to know that. You need to know that. You're learning how to arrive. You're learning how to arrive. They want me to finish with grounding principles. So the reason we ground is because those of ascension order, which is all of us, sometimes find density a bit tricky to maneuver. So we tend to be a little floaty. We tend to actually not always be 100% present. so we're sort of not in our bodies. That's why grounding is essential. Dance, do whatever you want to do. Do the cha-cha. It doesn't have to be really serious. But allow yourself to be present. You can say, I am here, and just really feel that. Really feel like you're bringing divinity to earth, which means you need to be here on earth with your light, with your light. So as we will receive our entitlement, we do so with full consent. We consent to our destiny. We consent to our rightful pleasure. We consent to our holy embrace, our holy remembrance. We consent to our light. And we allow that light to stir us in the directions that are needed. So some of us are very comfortable doing what we do well, but we're not progressing according to our divine plan. So when we allow that light to choose, we allow like it to shuffle sort of the placements. We allow ourselves to be shown the right page. Ever like go to a, I don't know, church, whatever, like you're trying to follow along, and you suddenly find that you're a little behind. So it's like, oh my goodness, we're 3 pages ahead. I did not realize. Allow that to occur. What we're learning to do is to receive our entitlement, receive our grace. So if we need to be bumped up 3 pages ahead, divine self, you're in charge. You're in charge. So we're also allowing this light to be received in all endeavors. That means I came here because I need help with my relationship, but if my higher self sees fit for help in another area, well, please proceed. Please proceed, all areas, all endeavors. Let us receive. And so it is. All right. So everybody, welcome. So thank you so much.